Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Raising a teenager has to be one of the hardest things because, like, as a parent myself, I feel like a kid. So when I have to put, like, rules and regulations on her, like, I don't know what I'm doing. She's my oldest one. My oldest daughter, Hayden, is 14 years old. She's a freshman in high school. And sometimes, like, I have to make decisions, and I'm like, is this the right decision? Because I don't know, right?
Yeah, with the first one, I mean, I think that there's an awful lot of that. You're questioning yourself half the time.
So we went shopping, and she wanted to buy a certain piece of clothing to wear to school. And I said, absolutely not. And it was such an argument. You would have thought that, like, God only knows what I was trying to say when I told her she couldn't wear this.
Yeah.
So this was the conversation we had.
I just think that it looks terrible to wear flannel pants out in public, especially to school.
Literally everyone wears flannel pants to school.
Okay. At that point, I could not turn into my parents.
Oh, you wanted to do what? If everybody jumped off a bridge?
Literally, it was on the tip of my tongue.
Oh.
It was logically the next thing to say.
Right.
Right. If everybody was jumping off a bridge.
Would you do it?
But I refrained because I knew that that would make me sound 1,000 years old.
Yeah. Okay.
Give me one good reason, besides everybody wears flannel pants to school, that you should do it too, even though they look like you're wearing your pajamas.
Because they're very comfortable. If you're in jeans and you're very uncomfortable at school, it might not help you learn. Because instead of thinking about what you're learning, you're thinking about how tight your pants are.
Why can't you just wear leggings or nicer sweatpants? Fancy sweatpants.
I can, but like the holiday season, you need some jolly pants.
What?
Jolly pajamas? Is what? That what she's saying?
What?
So they're,
what?
They're wearing themed pajamas.
That's not even true. They're wearing the plaid flannel pajamas that you see people wearing at Walmart. That's
okay.
What they're wearing.
Maybe in Christmas colors?
No.
Okay.
No, she's just saying that. I have no idea why.
Well, I mean, the first answer seemed like a pretty logical answer.
Come on.
They're certainly more comfortable than regular jeans.
That's how they manipulate you.
You asked. I'm just saying you asked for one answer. She gave you one answer, and what you wanted was five answers.
I just don't understand. Like, I have no problem with leggings. Okay. I have no problem with, like, I struggle with the term fancy sweatpants, but fancy sweatpants, like nicer sweatpants.
Sure, no, everybody knows what you mean.
Yes. Like, yeah. To me, all of that is fine. The minute you wear flannel pajama bottoms to school,
you've given
up. Right? Don't you think that you should look nice? Don't you think you should look nice? You're working so hard there. You're working hard in your classes, and you're going to show up in flannel pajama pants?
I mean, listen, there's other styles that the other kids have worn that you have given into before. And it hasn't been a problem for you for many years because she's had to wear uniforms, right? So that kind of got you out of that trouble before.
Right.
But, I mean, this is something that other parents have been dealing with every single year for years.
I got to know. Five calls says it all. We'll take the first five calls at 1-800-330-9999. Do you let your kids wear flannel pajama pants to school, or is it a rule too in your house that they can't do that? Five calls says it all. Do you let your kids wear flannel pajama pants to school? Here's an argument I had with my daughter the other day.
I just think that it looks terrible to wear flannel pants out in public, especially to school.
Literally everyone wears flannel pants to school.
She won't give up on it. She won't give up on it.
I mean, I remember when we used to wear, what were they, the arcade pants or whatever, too. They were like, you know, weightlifting pants at that time. It was, you know, similarly ridiculous. And they came in all sorts of crazy patterns. Flannel pajamas seems pretty tame to me.
I just think they look so unprofessional and just sloppy. 1-800-330-9999. Bobby, five calls says it all. You let your kids wear flannel pajamas to school?
I would, just because I'd rather her wear long pants instead of like a crop top and shorts.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you look at the alternatives, right, and the other stuff that has been in trend over the last few years, I mean, this seems great. Remember when everybody was wearing, you know, clear plastic bras, Anna?
That was 1996.
Well, either way, all right, be glad that that's not what's going on right now.
Well, I mean, they still wear the crop tops and the short shorts. It is going on.
No, go with the pajamas.
Thanks, yeah, Bobby. Pajamas. Melissa, Five Call says it all. You let your kids wear flannel pajama pants to school?
Absolutely not. I have a 15-year-old. No way, no how.
Melissa, what's your biggest problem with the pajama pants, just so I know?
Again, they're working hard. Don't you want to dress to impress? Don't you want to focus on being successful? And now kind of what you're wearing makes you look successful.
Even for adults, even for me, when I look good and I dressed well, I do better and work harder.
Well,
right?
I mean, I think that makes more sense for people our age, for people that are going to an actual work. I think when you're a teenage girl, it'd be very hard for me to answer that question from their perspective and hope that I had any sort of accuracy. But okay.
Anne Marie, what do you think?
I'm with you. No, absolutely not. I work in a middle school, and there's so many kids that come in look like they just rolled out of bed.
Yeah, and they probably
have. If there's pajama day or something like that, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. But you just let them come in the flannel pants that have the string at the top with the pockets. They say, oh, because they have pockets that they're like pants. Well, no, they're pajama pants.
Yep.
Well, you sound very mad.
I'm with you.
Yes. Thanks, Ann.
I want to just remind everybody that you were all wearing, the administrators, the teachers, everybody, they were all wearing the exact same thing going to school just 2-3 years ago, doing it all remote.
Well, that was different. You're home.
Okay.
Lynette, Five Call says it all. Would you let your kids wear flannel pajama pants to school?
Absolutely. They're so comfortable. Oh, my God. I'd love to wear them to work. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, that's jealous. She's going to be one of those adults that signs up for high school and acts like she's still there. Never been kissed. Drew Barrymore, I see.
All right. Oddly enough, we are tied right now. 2 yeses and 2 noes about flannel pajama pants. Let's take one more.
Tiebreaker.
Stacey, we are tied 2-2. Five Call says it all. Do you let your kids wear flannel pajama pants to school?
Yes, I do. Because you know what? Mm-hmm. There's so many other outfits out there that you do not want your daughter wearing. Mm-hmm. I let my kid. And you know what? It's fine because they're comfortable. They're not complaining about that. You got to pick your battle. I would say go.
Cheapest outfits that they want. Cheapest trend that you've endured over the last few years, I'm guessing, too.
This kills me inside. Kills me inside.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.